Welcome this morning to the divine service here at Zion. We are gathered together to receive the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith, and to receive the sacrament of the altar, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and confession of this altar. Let us begin our worship this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, Come Thou Bright and Morning Star.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, January 4th, 2026, worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in this morning's broadcast are Dennis Knauer, Linda McEwen, and Casey Jones. Our organist is Nancy Gunterman, and our opening hymn is number 872, Come Thou Bright and Morning Star. Hymn number 872, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Randy and Betsy Pesch are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for the many blessings of the new year.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me.
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts.
I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word.
I do not turn aside from your just decrees, for you have taught me.
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
To God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light may shine forth in our lives, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading for this, the second Sunday after Christmas, is from the book of 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 4th verse. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, though I am but a little child. I do not know how to come in or go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. And God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or for the life of your enemies, but you have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall be after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Then he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings and made a feast for all his servants. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Ten Commandments, what is the ninth commandment?
You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
What does this mean?
We should fear and love God so that we do not scheme to get our neighbor's inheritance or house, or get it in a way which only appears right, but help and be of service to him in keeping it.
The epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at the 3rd verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, so that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee,
the child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Let us now confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 376, Once in Royal David's City. Hymn number 376, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
sermon text from our Old Testament reading. Give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. The words of our text. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Solomon asks for wisdom in our Old Testament reading today. He also asks for an understanding mind that he may discern between what is good and what is evil. The psalmist in our psalm for today extols the love of God's law. Your commandments make me wiser than your enemies, he says. I hold my feet back from every evil way in order to keep your commands and your rules. I don't turn aside from your word. And through your precepts, says the psalmist, I gain understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Our gospel reading is bookended through these words. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God and man was upon him. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Those two sentences show us that Jesus grew and developed and learned just like we grow and develop and learn. He wasn't hampered, though, with original sin as we are. Therefore, it is said of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. The Word of God, both God's law and God's gospel, are good for gaining wisdom and for gaining a discerning mind. As St. Paul writes to Timothy, you, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness. My persecutions that happened to me and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, indeed, the persecutions which I endured, yet from them, well, the Lord rescued me from those. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors go to and fro, from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Then Paul goes on to tell Timothy, but as for you, continue in what you have learned, and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for training, correction, reproof, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. Therefore, it's there. Scripture, God's law, God's gospel, is what is essential to us. And what does Solomon want? Solomon wants a discerning mind. That's what he's asking for. In other words, he's asking for wisdom. Why? Well, it's very interesting what Solomon says. If we look back at what Solomon says there in our Old Testament reading, he says, he wants to be able to discern between good and evil. This is nothing new. There's always been a problem discerning good and evil with human beings. Isaiah the prophet writes, woe to those who call good evil and those who call evil good, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and valiant men in mixing strong drink, who acquit the guilty for a bribe and deprive the most innocent of his right. We'd like to think that relativism as a philosophy, and by relativism I mean, you know, you've probably heard somebody say along the line or read somewhere, somebody said, hey, that may be right for you, but it's not right for me. As if right and wrong were a matter of personal taste and personal opinion. You might think that a philosophy like that is more of a modern philosophy, and that we're the only people who've been challenged throughout history to figure out the difference between what's right and what's wrong. But this challenge has existed ever since that ancient serpent said, "Did God really say?" Pontius Pilate even asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Basically saying that there's no such thing as truth, or that truth is what you make of it, or if you've got enough strength and enough power, you can enforce truth on anybody you want to. We all like to think that discerning between good and evil would be easy, that the choice to make the pick between the two would be very obvious. It wasn't obvious for Adam and Eve, and it certainly is difficult enough of a problem that Solomon wanted assistance in being able to accomplish it. We're beset on every side with such issues. For instance, January. January is Life Month, and we rightly defend against the forces of death that seek the lives of the preborn. And that road that is traveled there starts at, it should only be rare, just happen in rare instances. And then it quickly slides to something through all the different stages to quality of life, right? And so the slide becomes rather quick, farther along that line. But what about the other end of life? So we say, oh my gosh. Well, that amniocentesis shows there's a possibility of this, and the doctor gives the option, well, do you want to abort the child now to avoid that? No, I'm not going to do such a thing. But at the other end of life, or close to the end, and the aged, or maybe the sick and the ill, we have life issues there too. And it comes to all of us in such sweet, honeyed words and good ideas, and it sounds great. It sounds so great. Our state last month passed a medical assistance in dying law. You know, we can see how those go just by looking at Canada and their medical assistance in dying laws there. They've slipped from, somebody who's just super, super sick to, all you got to do is tell the state you're depressed and get to the state doctors and they'll prescribe you a bunch of drugs and you can take your own life. No. Here in Illinois, the Medical Assistance in Dying Act, it's called Death with Dignity. Right? Death with Dignity. A person with a terminal illness and 6 months left to live can ask for a cocktail of pills to end their own life on their own terms. It'll take effect next September. I always thought handling things with dignity was, bucking up, not being a whiner, not complaining about everything. Sticking to your faith and holding on to what God says. Not taking pills to end your life because you want to handle things your way. And that's like, and I know. So you talk to your Lutheran pastor, your Missouri Synod pastor, and you want to see him climb the walls, okay? You want to, I tell you what, you go to your pastor and you prepare your funeral service and you look him square in the eye and you say, "I want to sing Sinatra's My Way at my funeral." And watch your Lutheran pastor turn 16 shades of purple and things like that. No, because we don't do things our way. The Medical Assistance in Dying, the Death with Dignity Acts, they sound pretty, right? But what is that? trying to control life on your own and not letting God be in charge of such things. That's what saying, I did it my way, is all about. Not God's way, but my way. Avoid suffering. Spare yourself and spare your family the trauma. Personal autonomy is the highest good. But is it good? You shall not do murder. And self-murder is still murder. Our days and our times are in the Lord's hands. They're not in our hands. You are not your own. You are bought at a price. The enemy, if you will notice, like sin, curves in on itself. What do they say? Right? My body. Me. I am the greatest good. It is my body, and I can do with my body what I want to do with my body. Is that evil? It sounds good. It sounds good to say, as long as I'm not hurting anybody else, what's wrong with it? It sounds right. But behind the pleasant mask are the words, did God really say? Yes, God really did say. And we need discerning hearts. And we need wisdom. We need God's wisdom. We need to ask God for the wisdom and the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. And to distinguish between right and wrong, we need God's word. We need the law of God. We must recognize where God says, do this and don't do this. The law and the commandment of God give us the right direction. They show us the life of righteousness and they point us the way to eternal life. The law is a message directing me toward life, and its teaching should and must be preserved. The law, though, doesn't give me life. The law shows the purpose of indicating the will of God and of convincing us that we are unable to keep it. For it shows us that a man is not able to do God's will. Moreover, the law has been given to reveal sin, but it can't keep us from sins, and it can't pull us out of sin. The law shows us a mirror into which we are to look and to become aware that we do not have righteousness and we do not have life. Then we begin the cry, O come, Lord Jesus, and help us. Grant us the grace that we may do what the law requires of us. The prophet, the psalmist, the Savior, all grow in wisdom. And wisdom comes from the Word of God. Therefore, for each and every one of us, may we take this new year and may we be in the Word. May we grow in the Word. And as we grow in the Word, we will attain a measure of understanding and wisdom so that with the Lord's help, we will be able to discern between what is good and what is evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds, the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
Thank you.
have been sharing in the 8 a.m. morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, where you just heard Reverend Mark A. Thompson deliver this morning's message. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of our Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 217-732-3977. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayers. We pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to you in prayer this day, we, like Solomon, humbly ask you for wisdom so that each of us would be guided in leading godly lives to the praise of your glory, and also that with such wisdom we would be able to love our neighbors and find the appropriate way to serve them. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as we begin this new calendar year, we ask that you would bestow your blessings upon each of us so that our faith in Christ Jesus as our Savior would continue to grow, and that we would cling ever more fervently to his cross as the fount from which flows your mercy and grace. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, according to your good and gracious will, you have placed civil authorities over us for the maintenance of peace and good order in our society. Give to our civil leaders the wisdom to govern according to your will, that we might be a prosperous people, a nation safe from sedition and rebellion, in order that with peace and good order your church might flourish and grow. Lord, in your mercy. Father of mercies and God of all comfort, we thank you that Carl Awe has returned home from the nursing home, and as he convalesces, we ask you to assure him of your presence, to deliver him from the temptations of the devil and his old Adam, and grant him the patience and comfort in his illness, according to your will, that you would restore him to health and give him the courage and the grace to accept this tribulation in true faith. Lord, in your mercy. Good Lord, hear us as we pray for the sick of our congregation, our friends and loved ones who need your healing touch, and pray to be blessed with recovery from surgery or illness. Strengthen the bodies of the sick that they may return to full health. We pray also for all women who are with child, asking that you would care for them during their pregnancies, that they would come to full term and deliver healthy children. We pray especially for Rachel Bright in her pregnancy, that you, O God, would keep her in your care, and that you would watch over her twins, keeping them strong and healthy. Lord, in your mercy. As we approach your table, O Christ, there to partake of your body and blood for our salvation, Grant that we approach the table sorrowful over our sins and in full confidence of the forgiveness and strength you provide in this sacrament, that through your work we would come to everlasting life. In your holy name we ask all these things. Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mercy of your word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know you and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The first communion hymn is From God the Father, Virgin Born, hymn number 401, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith of the life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Please rise. The true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Our closing hymn is number 400, Brightest and Best of the Stars of the Morning, hymn number 400, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please check your Zion's Light for any of the announcements for this coming week. For Zion school starts tomorrow, and for some of you, school starts, and our calendars are getting back to a little bit of normalcy, so there we go. May the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Luke! Pretty good. How you doing? All right.